and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 69 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. We are absolutely loaded with big breaking news today. You have the FBI finally, after over a month, releasing images of the weapon used by the shooter at the Trump rally, as well as the explosive devices found in the vehicle. Why did it take this long? Maybe they wanted to scuttle the story. Nonetheless, they finally released it. Maybe there's something there, maybe there's not. But the biggest part of the cover-up is now underway. We already saw it with the multiple hearings, the cover-up going on there, the cover-up the day of the attempted assassination. And now the FBI claims no motive. We don't know the motive. We have no idea. And we just don't know anything about the shooter. There's just nothing there. No motive. No information on the shooter. I don't know what was the motive. To kill Donald Trump was the motive. And I would say the circumstantial evidence certainly suggests he did not act alone. And I would say the circumstantial evidence suggests that there was criminal negligence or even incompetence that led to the attempted assassination. Perhaps even worse, a stand down. But the FBI, after more than a month of investigating, says, we don't know anything. We don't know the motive, and the shooter acted alone. Bull crap. Bull crap. So this is the biggest part of the cover-up yet. And then the father of the shooter has just hired a powerhouse lawyer. Wonder if that lawyer is working for free, or how did that go? Now, you've got that going on. That's pretty much the story. The Biden administration is trying to break the law, and they've been shot down again by the Supreme Court when it comes to the cancellation of student debt, which is not a cancellation. It's the taxpayers paying for it. It's somebody else paying for somebody else's student debt. They got shot down again by the Supreme Court. But Biden has said in the past, well, that's not going to stop us. Well, Biden has just extended his beach vacation indefinitely, so who knows? But the White House insists that Joe Biden is still the president and he's actually running things from his lounge chair at the beach and his lazy boy in his beachfront home. They insist that that's the case. Then there's the Harris plan that they're doubling down on, the unrealized capital gains tax. This is already illegal. This is already unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this. They do not care. The modern-day Democrat Party has no respect for the law, no respect for the Constitution. They do not care. They want to be able to act as dictators, and they view the Constitution, they view the Supreme Court, they even view you, the voter, as an obstacle that they need to get out of the way, that they need to remove from the process. That's why nobody voted for Kamala Harris. She's your nominee. That's why they want to expand the Supreme Court. That's why they say, one of Harris's top advisors, I've got the clip today, she says, well, you know, the Constitution, we just kind of got to get rid of it. Hell, I mean, gee, what is the conclusion of that logic? We just need to kill people that are against us. You know, these people that are against us, we kind of just need to get rid of them, you know?
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Joe Biden trying to buy votes for the Democrats by illegally, unconstitutionally canceling student debt. The Supreme Court yet again tells him you can't do that. You've got Kamala Harris trying to engage in class warfare, saying we're going to tax the rich, unrealized capital gains. The Supreme Court has already said more than 100 years ago, you can't do that. Doesn't care. You've got Democrats trying to stop the SAVE Act, which simply says you have to be a citizen to vote. That's all. Not a complicated bill. You have to be a citizen to vote. And the Democrats don't want to pass it. And then I've got stories in multiple states, swing states, where the Democrats are pushing back against Republican lawsuits, and then the mainstream media is complaining in certain states that the Republicans are clearing the voter rolls of dead voters, non-citizen voters, mail-in ballots that are being sent to commercial addresses, empty parking lots, parking garages, gas stations. And this is all happening with 69 days until the presidential election. Incredible. And it all tells the same story. This is how desperate the Democrats are to win, that they will lie, cheat, and steal to do so, break the law to do so. And it shows how desperate the Democrats are for political power, that they engage in all of these shenanigans leading up to the election because they have nothing else to run on except the policies that they have stolen from Donald Trump. Like no tax on tips, or build a border wall, or $35 insulin. All things Donald Trump did or proposed to do. And then they just say, nope, that's our policy now. So they steal that too. And Kamala Harris can't even do an interview by herself. And she can't even do a live interview. That's right. This joint interview that she's going to be doing with Tim Walz on CNN is not even going to be live. It's going to be pre-taped. Pre-taped. So, you know, if Kamala says anything too embarrassing, Kamala says something she regrets or something bad, they'll just edit that right out. No problem. No big deal. So they've got two barriers now of protection from Kamala Harris with this interview, her first in 50 days. It'll be more than 50 days when the interview happens tomorrow night. And it's not live, and she can't do it herself. So they have to have multiple layers of protection for this complete phony. They have to have multiple layers of protection for this pseudo-intellectual nothing, Kamala Harris. They need to have Tim Walz up there to protect her, and they need to have it pre-taped to protect her. And how much do you think you're going to see from their bus tour in southern Georgia. I haven't seen anything yet. They just say, we're going to southern Georgia and we're going to win over the black vote. We're going on the bus tour. Okay. Well, where's the bus tour? And then where's Joe Biden? Well, he's extended his beach vacation indefinitely. Seriously, what is going on with Joe Biden? And how are they covering this up? They ran the coup. They removed him, and he basically just threw in the white towel and said, I'm done. Or is Joe Biden suffering from some health problems that are extremely severe or maybe even life-threatening right now? Oh, no, they did release. The White House did release Joe Biden's schedule for today. Sorry, it's just such a joke. He's on vacation, but they have to give the press something. So they put out their little press release, daily guidance and press schedule for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. In the morning, the president will receive the president's daily brief. This briefing will be closed to the press. Ah, yes, his daily brief. So he'll wake up whenever he feels like it. He'll roll out of bed in his beachfront home. They'll jack him up, juice him up with whatever meds he needs just to get through the day. And they'll say, okay, your name is Joe Biden, and you have 69 days left as president till the election. Okay. All right, press briefing concluded. Biden taking second straight week of vacation despite insisting he'd finish presidency strong. He also said he would be campaigning with Harris. Remember that? That was a lie. But see, again, what is the real story? And how is the media covering this up? Is Joe Biden even the president anymore? Biden flies from one vacation to another after vowing to end Gaza war with Middle East on the brink. You still have American hostages in Gaza. Biden's just at the beach. And the media just covers it up. Did he just give up after they ran a coup? Is he sick? Is he dying? Is he just lazy? What's the story here? What's the story with the disappearing president? But don't worry, John Kirby assures us he's still the president and his beach house is just acting as the White House right now. He's still engaging in foreign policy and diplomacy and domestic policy, and he's still running the White House from his beach house, is what John Kirby is assuring us. Of course, who believes that? Who believes that? So what is the real story with Joe Biden, and why is the media not talking about it? I mean, you want to talk about one of the greatest cover-ups of all time. You want to talk about one of the biggest conspiracies, one of the biggest presidential conspiracies of all time. This is it. And they're not even talking about it. They ran a coup against Joe Biden, and then he just disappeared. And they don't even talk about it. They don't even talk about it. Incredible. So then there's Kamala Harris. She can't do a solo interview. She can't do a live interview. Mm-hmm. So this was Scott Jennings on CNN explaining how pathetic this is. Clip 16.
Is the line now going to be, well, why isn't she doing it by herself?
Yeah, I do think people are going to bring that up. Look, I have great confidence in Dana and CNN to do this. I think it's incredibly weak sauce to show up with your running mate. The fact that they don't have enough confidence in her to let her sit herself, the actual top of the ticket, and do a single interview. In fact, I think the hand-wringing and the gyrations over this over the last month show a troubling lack of confidence in her political ability, which also makes you wonder as a voter, well, what kind of president would you be if this kind of a small time decision, can we do an interview or not? What does that look like for your decision making process? So on. So I think Republicans are going to think it's pretty weak to show up with effectively someone to take up half the time.
And I think there's another level of this, which is the setup so that Kamala never has to do another interview again. Because it's likely what will happen after this canned interview with Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. And of course, it's very predictable because there's no other response other than this is weak. This is pathetic. You're running layers of protection against your weak candidate, Kamala Harris. So the interview will air tomorrow night, and then that will be the story the next day. Kamala Harris can't do solo interview. Kamala Harris can't do live interview. Kamala Harris, this appears weak. And then they'll come out and they'll say, oh my gosh, nothing will be enough. They asked for Kamala to do an interview, and then she did it, and they still complain. So what's the point? We're not even doing interviews anymore. That's how this is going to go. So this is all a setup. This is all a setup so that she never has to do another interview, and they're going to say, see, we tried to give Republicans what they wanted, and it wasn't enough. So what's the point? No more interviews. Why should she? Meanwhile, Trump does interview after interview after interview after interview. I can't even keep up while he's on the campaign trail. Same thing with J.D. Vance. Campaign, interview. None of them are combined. They're all solo. And they'll just say, it's never enough. Look at the misogynistic conservatives. Kamala did the interview and they still complained. So no more interviews for you. See, you did this. Because they know that they have to hide her. The more Kamala talks, the worse she looks. The more exposure the American people get to Kamala Harris, the less the chance they're going to vote for her. She's as phony as it gets. There's this video of her cracking an egg. And she like goes crazy. She's like, oh my God, I cracked an egg. Oh, I know how to crack an egg. Look at that. I cracked an egg. You guys can pull it up on my X account. I took screenshots of this. Tell me, how many people cracked an egg today? I did. I cracked 6. Anybody in the crew crack an egg today? Anybody in the audience crack an egg? You cracked an egg? Right there. Did you celebrate and hop and dance around like a fairy? Oh, hey, Rob cracked an egg! Oh! The more you see of this woman, the less likely you are to vote for her. She cracks an egg and acts like she just freaking cured cancer. Like, whoa! Kamala Harris can crack an egg! Oh, my God! Well, imagine what a great president she would be. Did you see how she cracked that egg? You've never seen such an egg crack. Oh! Is that how the interview is going to go? Kamala, we saw that video of you cracking an egg. That was incredible work. Tell us, how did you do it? How did you crack that egg? Oh my God, look at that form. She's a master. Nobody cracks an egg like Kamala. Somebody that cracks an egg like that is certainly... She is certainly ready to be president. Kamala, tell us how you cracked the egg, Kamala. I need to know your power, your abilities. My God, look at that form. She cracked an egg. Oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, wow. That's how pathetic this is. That's how phony this thing is. And look at this. Oh, and by the way, even Meghan McCain, she's no fan of Donald Trump. She'd love to see Trump defeated. But even she has to admit how pathetic Kamala Harris is. She says, I don't know if the Democrats fully realize how damaging the image of the possible first female president being incapable of giving an interview alone without the presence of a man to help her is. Well, I would say, actually, they probably do realize how damaging that is, but they know it's more damaging to have Kamala up there by herself. And they know it's a bigger risk to have the interview live instead of pre-taped. So, I actually, they probably do know how bad it looks. They just, it looks worse without the help. But look at this. You want to talk about cringe. But see, it's all about the psychology of the American left under Kamala Harris now, which is so much worse than Biden. It's just unbelievable. And that's saying something. And it's Kamala talking about how, and she puffs up her chest. She puffs up her chest. And she talks about how you cannot steal her joy. You can never steal Kamala's joy. I think it's clip 11, guys. Is that the Kamala Joy clip? And it's just everything. It's just everything that the current liberal thinks about. And I'll explain why it's so dangerous. I think it's got to be 11, guys. Just give me clip 11.
Let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior. Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you.
She puffs up her chest and she starts, never let anyone take your joy. She gyrates her body. I'm a joyful warrior. Never let anyone take your joy. And it's this whole idea. Just deny reality. Make up your own truth. Play it again. Play it again.
Never let anyone take your joy from you.
From you?
I call myself a joyful warrior.
Oh.
Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you.
Why is she speaking to her constituents like they're 5 years old? Because the average liberal Democrat voter has the political IQ of a 5-year-old. That's why she talks to them like a 5-year-old. But see, this isn't just some weird moment. This isn't like some weird thing. This is actually how they think. Don't ignore the world around you. Ignore the realities. Just believe what you want to believe. It's your truth. No one can steal your joy. That's not how the real world works. That's not how the real world works. I mean, do we really need an analogy to explain this? Yeah, when you don't make the varsity team for sports in high school, you don't just say, no, give me a jersey. I'm still playing. No, you're not good enough. Sorry. That's it. You're not on the team. No, I am on the team. I will wear a jersey. I'll go out and play. No. I feel like a woman. I wear woman's clothing. I put makeup on. I am a woman. You can't steal that from me. I'm a woman. No, you're a man. So you see, this is what they do. They live a lie. And then they want you to accept their lie. And if you don't accept their lie, then you're a bigot. You're the bigot. You're the bad guy. That's a dude. No, that's a woman, you transphobe. No, you're lying. Kamala Harris is a genius. No, she's not. Oh, you're a misogynist. Oh, you'll never steal my joy. By the way, she's now pro-border security. She was never the border czar. She was always for the wall. This is their latest. Oh, really? Because here's four posts from Kamala Harris. I mean, you can play videos all day long. We played some of them yesterday. We got more of them today. Trump's border wall would be an absolute waste of taxpayer money. I won't support it, says Kamala Harris. Really? Instead of wasting money on a concrete border wall, let's spend that money on infrastructure, healthcare, and tackling climate change. Yes, throw money at climate change. You know, maybe when there's a hurricane or a tornado, if you just throw some cash, say, I'm tackling you. Funding Trump's unrealistic border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money. But we actually spend 40 times the amount of taxpayer money on illegal border crossers. How's that for a misuse of taxpayer money? The Senate did its job to keep the government open. Now it's on the House to do the same. Funding Trump's border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money. But spending it on non-citizens is good. And you'll never steal my joy. Here's Kamala on the border wall over the years, clip 10.
And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know,
instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California, I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't going to stop them.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
That wall ain't going to stop them. And here comes the cat. Really, does a lock on your door stop somebody from getting in? Does a window on your house stop the rain from getting in? Does a wall on your house or outside your house keep people away? Yeah, it does, and it works at the border too. But, you know, policy would probably be more effective. And now she's for the border wall and for strong borders. Amazing. And the Democrats just say, yes, yes, joyful warrior.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know how Biden and Harris are bragging about that whole insulin price thing? That's funny. Who said it first? Who did it first? Clip 12.
Will cap cost at just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that was getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens, is a tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. But Donald Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. Trump caps it at $35. Harris says, we capped it at $35. The Biden-Harris campaign beat Big Pharma. I mean, Trump didn't beat Big Pharma, and neither did you, actually. With Operation Warp Speed, and then the Biden-Harris administration making vaccines mandatory, still to this day, they're mandatory for their own employees at the White House and on the campaign. And also, in fact, let's get the number right. What did Biden give the vaccine, the COVID vaccine manufacturers, like $200 billion or something? So, yeah, you beat Big Pharma. You cut them a check for hundreds of billions of dollars for vaccines, and then you claimed you capped insulin at $35, which Trump did before you entered office. Way to go. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. $10 billion for vaccines. Biden administration announces historic $10 billion investment to expand access to COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, I think that was actually just like places to go get vaccinated. I think that the money to the vaccine manufacturers was actually more than that. But hey, they beat Big Pharma, guys. Come on. Trump capped insulin at $35. Harris did that. Don't you know that's the logic here? By the way, we're going to come heavy in the next segment. Again, just so you don't fall for the propaganda, you don't fall for the fake hype, Kamala Harris is not popular. She is not doing well. All the hype is fake. Biden admin offers drug makers billions to spur vaccine supply. Yeah, he beat Big Pharma. Way to go. You beat him down. You beat him down hard. Now, we got a big issue here. The Harris campaign is claiming they want to have an unrealized capital gains tax, which is already unconstitutional. I'll explain that in a second. But let's listen to this segment with Harris's top economic advisor on MSNBC. And let's just discuss how wrong all of this is. And it's like, this should be an issue. Why are Americans not united against taxes? Now, I could explain why, but let's just keep it nice and plain and simple. Liberals, Democrats. So here is the top economic advisor talking about the unrealized capital gains and saying, oh, it's the same as a property tax, and getting shut down by the network hosts, clip 13.
Oh, unrealized gains, taxing unrealized gains just doesn't seem fair in any sense of the word. In the very best sense, if you are taxing unrealized gains, all you're doing is pulling forward the taxes that would be paid later when someone actually sells the stock.
I think that this reaction to unrealized gains is a little funny, given that I bet that the majority of people watching right now are already paying a tax on unrealized gains. It's called a property tax. When the value of your home goes up,
you pay higher taxes,
even if you don't sell your home.
Your value of your home never moves the way the stock moves, the way something else moves.
That's always the go-to answer.
It's also, property tax is a use tax. You're paying for school, for the schools. You're paying for emergency services. Those are things that make absolute sense.
And all the revenue that comes in from these unrealized gains taxes and the other taxes in the Harris plan are going to go to creating what she calls more opportunity. It's to make sure that every newborn born in this country gets $6,000.
Using the services.
Well, look, you're arguing that this is some sort of foreign concept that's completely unknown in the U.S. tax code.
It's probably unconstitutional. It's probably, and it was never in anyone's intent to tax.
It's not an income tax.
And it's never going to happen, probably.
Oh, I think they'll do it.
I'm not going to say my life.
I wouldn't say that.
Not in Becky's life.
Now, see, what did I say? What did I say the other day? How there's this attitude of, oh, that'll never happen in my lifetime, and now it's all happening, and it's mostly the boomer-aged Americans that feel that way, and that's a boomer generation, man. I don't get involved in the generational warfare. I love boomers. I love everybody. But the point is this idea of, oh, it's not going to happen in my America. It's happening. It will happen. If Harris gets in, they will do the unrealized capital gains tax, which is 100% constitutional. I'll explain that in a second. But see, I don't know why this logic isn't shared universally, but we shouldn't even be paying property taxes. You're up here debating, well, is it the same as a property tax? The property tax is ridiculous. And I have to think about this. Okay, so where do taxes come into play here? I am anti-tax, but I would say we can use taxes at a very minimal rate in a very small government way to, yes, fund roads, bridges, parks, community projects, small government, but okay. And I'm thinking, what is the best process? There should be no income tax. You should not be taxed for working and earning money. There should never be any income tax, period. Federal level, state level, no income tax. shouldn't even be a debate. Why would any American say, I want to work hard and have the government take my money? Why would any American feel that way? Then there's the property tax. If you already own something, why should you pay to own it? Why would any American want to pay a tax on something that they already own? Okay, so where do the taxes? And I thought about this. Sales tax. Sales tax is actually probably the fairest way to do taxes, because if your idea is that the rich need to pay more taxes than the poor, well, then isn't the sales tax the perfect way to do that? Is a poor person going to go out and buy a $500,000 boat? No, a rich person is. The rich person pays the tax. And then those taxes go, as she says, a usury tax for local schools, roads, bridges. And so now the rich are paying more taxes because they buy more expensive things. And the working class doesn't have to get bent over a barrel and taxed for their property, taxed for their work. This should not be controversial, and every American should feel this exact same way. I figured it out. You're welcome. I have finally figured it out. I have figured out a way to tax the rich and get rid of ridiculous taxes that should never exist, like income taxes and property taxes. They should not exist. Americans should not be taxed for working. You are not a slave. And Americans should not be taxed for owning property that you already pay tax on to buy. So a sales tax, it's the perfect remedy. I've done it. I've done it for the liberals. I've done it for the conservatives. The rich will pay more taxes because they buy more expensive things. And the poor and the middle class will get to keep more of their money. I've done it. I've solved the tax issue. All we need is a sales tax. That's it. I've done it. I've solved it for everybody. All Americans, left and right, implement the Schroyer tax plan now.
You've actually been a great sponsor of ours. We never even really promoted, but you guys have the best overall large-scale telemedicine operation run by some really professional people you guys fired a few years ago. You didn't come here to do this, but I want to do this. Tell people about onlinehealthnow.com and tell people about the book. Tell people about some of the amazing packs you've got. And people need to get ahead of this if there is something real they release, which is definitely in the cards. We hope it doesn't happen. It's my view people should be stockpiling things, and they should all be also supporting organizations that are doing this important work.
Well, go to onlinehealthnow.com. Go to the bookstore and pick up a copy of my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. This is the only book, Alex, in this genre of COVID-19 that was banned by Amazon for 12 days.
And that's because people will have a blueprint to not get killed by the corrupt medical systems. And not everybody's corrupt. A lot of people are great, but it gives you a roadmap to, in future operations, to know your rights and to know how to save yourself.
And it gives people insight on who are the perpetrators, Alex, and what are the crimes, which are fraud and mass negligent homicide. Now that leads right into what should we do about this? We're not just complaining about the state of affairs. We've taken actions into our own hands, created the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company, go to onlinehealthnow.com. That's the portal into the Wellness Company products. The Wellness Company Contagion Kit is the way to protect you and your family against seasonal influenza, avian influenza, COVID-19. Has the drugs that are most effective in good supplies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, oseltamivir, and budesonide, a terrific value. Couldn't do this at an urgent care.
Oh, when I had COVID and couldn't breathe, and believe me, it was real, folks. I've been around, I'm tough. And I mean, I thought I'd been kicked by a horse for about a week. I got on budesonide, and it would just make me feel great for about 5 hours, and then I ran out of it, and it took me a couple days to get some, and I was just in torture till I got it. It saved my dad. It is so important.
It just saved a friend of ours in a hotel room in Chicago. She couldn't breathe, had a severe bronchitis. Thankfully, She had the wellness company, the broadest of the kits, the broad emergency medical kit that covers various forms of bacterial bronchitis, has an array of antibiotics, also has anti-emetics, things that can handle nausea and vomiting.
And society could break down anytime. That's their plan. This is way more important, in my view, than just insurance or anything. You've got to, this is just as important as water filtration, firearms, not as important as relationship with God, but when it comes down to that, you have it in packs, it's easily transportable. Everybody should be getting these and giving these as gifts to family that isn't thinking.
These are prescribed to the individual that come with a user guide, telemedicine advice if needed. Medications are safe and effective, proven. Alex, there's a refill program. So once you use a medication in the bottle, take advantage of the refill program. Get a One Wellness membership. That's the top line membership in the wellness company that gives free nutraceuticals, gives access to free generic pharmaceuticals, 800 different generics, and the COVID-19 in emergency medical.
So they go to onlinehealthnow.com. And that's the URL. So InfoWars should support. You get a great deal. And you're just awesome. And it's wonderful. There's so many amazing things there.
It is. Wellness Company has been a breakthrough. It really is the leader, the vanguard in the Patriot economy. There is a pushback to this global takeover of your personal health freedoms. A Wellness Company is your way to break out of it. And it's affordable 24/7 and puts you in control.
Absolutely. Onlinehealthnow.com. I wanted to do that because we need to help people and fund the show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tax plan will work. All right. I said I'd show you how the Harris hype is fake. We'll still do that. I didn't get to the case that is making the unrealized capital gains tax unconstitutional. And of course it is. And it's not a two-way street. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, if you make a good investment, then the government's going to make sure that it's not a good investment by taking your money. Really, does that make sense? Okay, well, if I make a bad investment, is the government going to pay me back for making a bad investment? Of course not. So there you go. I mean, on its face, the logic doesn't add up. And if it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. But anyway, these Democrats can steal more money from you. This has already been tried. And the Supreme Court shot it down. In 1920, Eisner versus McCumber, I'll play you a little clip kind of briefly explaining it. We'll explain it more. So, no, your unrealized capital gains tax is unconstitutional. Here's a brief breakdown of Eisner versus McCumber, 1920, clip 17.
The 16th Amendment, ratified in 1913, gives the federal government the power to tax incomes without the need to apportion the tax among the states based upon population. But what is income? The Supreme Court took up this tricky issue in Eisner versus McCumber. Myrtle McCumber owned 2,200 shares of Standard Oil stock. The company issued a dividend, issuing one new share of stock for every two existing shares, giving McCumber an additional 1,100 shares. The government sought to tax the newly issued shares as income. McCumber paid under protest and then sued Mark Eisner, the collector of internal revenue for McCumber's tax district. The district court ruled for McCumber, and Eisner appealed to the Supreme Court.
So, income was determined, or what income means was determined by the Supreme Court in 1920. And you making a good investment, or you holding on to something that has value or appreciates in value, is not income until it's sold. So if you have stock, that is not considered income. and the government cannot tax it until you sell it. And the Harris proposal is they're going to tax you on your stock that you hold and say, well, if you sold it today, this is how much it would work, how much it would be worth. So here's your 25% tax. And if that is applied towards anything, so, okay, where does it go from there? What do they then determine is an unrealized capital gain? Precious metals, collectibles, other property? If you have a classic car, memorabilia, 25%? Year after year after year after year? Wow. You want to talk about aggression towards the American people? Hey, that'll fix the economy. So the Harris plan is completely unconstitutional, and it claims that unrealized gains is income, which it's not. It's not by definition, and it's not by Supreme Court decision. But it's all this, well, we're going to hurt the rich. And they think that'll get people to vote for them because of the class warfare. And that's what Democrats do. They make you hate somebody else. And then, oh, if I go out and vote, that'll really stick it to that person I was told to hate. Whether it's a white man, whether it's a rich person, whether it's a Republican. You go out and vote. You hate that Republican, yeah. You hate that white man. You hate that rich person. So go out and vote Democrat. We'll stick it to him. That's how they roll. So no, your unrealized capital gains tax is unconstitutional. It should not just be laughed out of the room. It should be thrown out of the conversation with malice. That these scum-sucking Democrats want to take more of your money. And I just, again, I'm just baffled here. Who wants to pay more taxes? Who likes paying taxes? What is wrong with you? Would you like to be a slave? Pay more taxes. Go ahead. But here you go. These people are all about power. This is a top advisor to Kamala Harris basically saying it's time to throw the Constitution out the window. Time to throw the Bill of Rights out the window. Clip 7.
We can't just worry about protecting democracy. In this moment, we've got to reimagine it with people that look and love like us at the center. And I think for us right now, it's about reimagining freedom and this American story in a way that is more revolutionary than what our founders actually put down on that little piece of paper, but instead is the type of democracy that is by and for all of the people of this country. That's the opportunity that we have.
Yeah, that little piece of paper, as you referred to it, actually literally says, we the people. These people are so stupid, man. I'm sorry. It's just true. It is just a neutrally observable fact. Democrat voters are politically retarded. That woman is politically retarded. She's historically retarded. That little piece of shit, a little piece of paper says, we the people. What it says. And that little piece of paper is what changed the entire world paradigm of what it means to be a sovereign, free citizen in a country. And not be ruled by dictators, not be ruled by royalty. Self-government, you're in charge. The people. That's what it said. You must not have read it. Maybe you can't read. But see, what is it all about? It's all about the Constitution is in their way. It doesn't even matter what it says. They don't know what it says. They don't care what it says. It's in their way to rule over you. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Supreme Court, your vote, these are all obstacles in the American left's desire to run your life. And don't you love the people that love like us, look like us? No. You mean the people that aren't white and hate white people like you? Let's just go ahead and translate that. What did she really just say? She says, the people that aren't white and hate white people like us. That's what she really said, if you want a translation. But that Constitution is in their way. Those pesky Bill of Rights are in their way. You voting, that's in their way. The Supreme Court, that's in their way. So they have to get rid of it. And ultimately, where does this end? They just get rid of you. And that's how it's always ended with radical left regimes throughout the world. Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. At the end of the day, they always end up getting rid of their opposition. Never stops at imprisonment, always ends with death. And these radicals have to be stopped here, ladies and gentlemen, or it will get there. And they want to tax you. You know, they want to tax you on your unrealized gains. You know, who knows? Maybe this InfoWars memorabilia right here with the InfoWars signet and gold bar, limited edition, finite amount available at InfoWarsStore.com, a great piece of InfoWars memorabilia. We sell this because we just want to fundraise so that we can stay on air and have a crew and the great guests and everything. But oh my gosh, maybe this piece of InfoWars memorabilia, this piece of InfoWars lore, oh, what if it gains value? Is Kamala Harris going to tax you? Is she going to say, you owe 25% on that gold bar you purchased from InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com? Yeah, actually, she probably would. But get yours today, InfoWarsStore.com, limited edition, and then you probably will lose it in a boating accident, unfortunately.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.